New fallout from a Texas school massacre. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Nearly 5 months after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, the school district just announcing the district's entire police force is suspended. This follows the recent hiring, then firing, of an officer who had been on campus during the attack working as a state trooper and who remains under investigation as part of a broader probe of the response to the shooting. The school district is asking the Texas Department of Public Safety to provide additional troopers to cover assignments for now. And two officials have been placed on administrative leave, including Director of Student Services Ken Muller, who has decided to retire. President Biden is at a Volvo plant in Maryland.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America.
He's marking National Manufacturing Day and arguing ahead of the midterm elections that his economic agenda is working.
Just look at today's jobs report. Our economy created 263,000 jobs last month. That's 10 million jobs since I've come into office. That's the fastest job growth at any point of any president in all of American history.
Though much of that growth is pandemic recovery, the president also painting Republicans as out of touch and warning they'll raise costs for families if they win back control of Congress. Republicans say it's the president's policies driving inflation and hurting the economy. Wall Street's anxious about the Fed's reaction to more job growth. The Dow's down 590 points. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis commending the Coast Guard after about 2,500 rescues since Hurricane Ian.
They're able to go and they've rescued people who probably would have ended up dying had they not had people there that early. So they've saved a lot of lives.
And the storm is blamed for more than 100 deaths in Florida alone. DeSantis says most of the power is back now statewide, but damage assessments continue. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Flags lowered to half staff in Thailand as funerals are held for young children after this week's massacre at a daycare center, Thailand's deadliest ever mass killing. Police say a fired police officer used a gun and a knife to kill 36 people, including at least 24 children. Reckless but not imminent. That's how the Biden administration sees Russia's nuclear threats, offering some reassurance after something President Biden said.
Threats about tactical nuclear weapons from Russian President Vladimir Putin are irresponsible, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters.
There's no way to use them without unintended consequences. It cannot happen.
President Biden warned about a heightened risk of Armageddon in remarks at a Democratic fundraiser this week.
President's comments has been very consistent. He was reinforcing what we have been saying, which is how seriously we take these threats.
Still, Jean-Pierre says there is no indication Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons, and U.S. forces have not adjusted their nuclear posture.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This year's Nobel Peace Prize stems from Russia's war in Ukraine.
The award went jointly to human rights advocate Alice Bialatsky from Belarus, the Russian Human Rights Organization Memorial, and Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties. It was one of the most closely watched announcements in the prize's recent history. As war rages in Europe, analysts expected the fighting in Ukraine to play a role in the prize selection, and it did. The Civil Liberties Group has been investigating recent Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Memorial was shut down during Putin's crackdown on dissenting groups in Russia. And the Belarus figure is also one representing opposition to the Kremlin-backed regime there.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. As stocks tumble, oil prices surge, getting back over $92 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.